KEY today.
If people in Washington just sit there and do nothing, then the economy will be much weaker. Unemployment will be higher. The average American will feel much more pressure. This is very smart, very good policy, and Congress should go do it.
Tim Geithner on the defense. Why? Because a Harvard economist calculated that all these jobs that would be created by the President's American Jobs Act would actually cost you and me $200,000. Ooh, that's where we begin here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, the start of another week, and we're at the same place where we left off, aren't we? Jobs, 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 jobs. Not the way to do it, though. Geithner threatening that if the government doesn't do anything because of politics or they want to debate, fewer Americans are actually going to get these jobs and go back to work, and the economy will be the weaker for it. I say Tim Geithner was on the weaker end of the economics brilliance team when he was in college. In other words, he was above average, but he figured out ways to circumvent the system, just like he did his taxes before he was named the Secretary of the Treasury, because Geithner is wrong about this. In looking and breaking down more about this Jobs Act, forget the label that you wear. There is no way that this Jobs Act will kickstart the economy, will reduce that 9.1% unemployment in the nation, which is actually higher in many of the nooks and crannies where you all hail from. So forget about it. The Jobs Act has, I think, very little chance of passing, although Tim Geithner thinks it will because there's been some bipartisan support in the past. And if we don't, again, he threatens, if we don't do anything, if there's inaction, the cost will be far too high for the average family still suffering from the crisis. Well, you know what, Tim? Whose fault is that? Think of the bogus stimulus package and how that was spread out and what happened there. What brilliant idea was that? Even the cash for clunkers kind of backfired. Now, there were a few people that made out a little bit on that, but not the rest of us, not the taxpayers, and it didn't stimulate much, and that's the problem. Of course, stimulus is no longer part of the vocabulary in Washington because Nancy Pelosi wanted it booted out since it enraged so many people. Yes, we know what we've lost in the 401ks. Yes, we know about the people who have lost jobs and are stringing together two and three jobs. But again, I say, whose fault is that? We do have a stagnant economy. It's frightening. And are there really signs that things are turning around? Well, of course, the messenger, Tim Geithner, says, yes, things are turning around. I ask you, America, do things feel like they're turning around to you? Hey, Beyond the Borders, we have Jacket from Down Under and several other people listening to us in China, and we have Jane and the crew in Spain. This isn't what they're hearing in Europe either, because the investments, a little shaky. Oof, do we want to invest in America? And the answer is no, because the compromises that we're making are too costly for the companies. Companies in America continue to look at where they can produce other things. They've moved to China, and they've done it. They've been doing it for a very long time. They moved plants and whatnot to Mexico because they could do it cheaper. They could produce things cheaper. And we're not. What are we making? What are we making in America? So here's what I say. Geithner says that the jobs plan will spur the U.S. economy, and also says that things, we see signs that things are turning around. So I want to know, what are those signs? What are the signs that things are turning around? I'd say the opposite. We just had our financial man on, Saul Album from Oslo, Norway, who came up with the great statistic, the sad statistic, that over 50% of kids, people 25 and under, can't even find a job. Over 50%. Can you imagine? I know in this audience, in this vast audience, I guarantee you were doing something, flipping burgers, babysitting, mowing lawns, whatever. Maybe just working a full-fledged, full-time job on a wharf somewhere or doing something in a mailroom. When you were 16 years old, you started working. Boom, 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 you could get that job. So now 25 in a degree or 25 in no degree, and you have no chance, really not a lot of chance for a job because so many other people are unemployed. Give me a break. Give me a break. We're not buying what they're selling. Absolutely. Except for, once again, there was the chance of the third time around of shutting down the government. And in the last 6 months, that's been mentioned three different times. So I guess the silver lining is that for people who were waiting for disaster aid, there's still the tug of war over that, but it seems as though it's going to get funded, and a shutdown is not going to happen, or at least it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. A partial government shutdown is just days away. And look at the people who are waiting. The tornadoes in Joplin, Missouri, in Alabama, the disaster relief there. Hurricane Irene, or tropical storm, depending on where you live, really the hurricane part of it, hit North Carolina. So the bottom line is people are waiting for money that they desperately need. And that has to go through FEMA, through the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And what FEMA is saying, that they have enough money to last through Friday, and then they're done, then they're at zero. That's what they said. Come Friday, we are at zero. Goose egg. That's it. We're done. Bagel. And nothing has moved so far. Because there's arguments over the amount of money. And why? Because other things are being stuffed into these funding bills. So for now, there's no government shutdown. Hey, coming up on this hour of America Tonight, don't want to forget our straw poll. And we're getting numbers in every single hour. We're going to do it for 3 weeks. And the three reasons why are you hated what happened in Florida, some of you. You thought it was Jimmy rigged because Herman Cain won it and because of the way the votes came in. A lot of people didn't like what happened in Iowa or Michigan either, since Michelle Bachmann was from Iowa originally and she won that straw poll. And in Michigan, Mitt Romney took it. He wasn't even there. And then thirdly, why not? I'm hosting this show and I want to do a poll. It's unscientific. But if you had to vote today and you're not voting for Obama, I mean, if you're voting for Obama, then you got your vote and you're not worried about all this other stuff. If you are voting to have somebody else in the White House, who are you picking? At least of the candidates so far that have declared. Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, Herman Cain, Ron Paul. A couple of new votes have come in. Ron Paul now has 6. Herm Cain has 6. Rick Perry, 3. And Mitt Romney still stays at 3. You can throw in your 2 cents vocally, 800-259-5791, or through the magic of the Internet. Go to americatonight.net, click on the email, and bada bing, you're in. Coming up, would you run in your underwear to protest a law? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
All right, here's a real kick in the head, if you will. We were talking about grassroots. What is the grassroots? What does that mean when someone has a grassroots movement? Sometimes they can be kind of crazy movements. And this was just to prove a point, I think. But in Salt Lake City, thousands of people decided that they were going to strip down to their underwear, and they really did it. Boxers, thongs, and everything in between to protest what they were saying were the uptight laws of Utah. Ugh, I thought the Mormons would have more control. It was called Undie Run, and the goal was to get enough people frustrated by the conservative nature of the politics in the state to run almost naked. They said no nudity, so nobody did that. But you had people in nightgowns and boxer shorts and bras and panties, and they were expressing their messages sometimes on their legs or on their backs or, you know, whatever. What's interesting, and the only reason I bring it up is because this wasn't like a couple of people saying, oh, let's see if we get like, you know, if we could just get like 50 people together. You know how many people were out there? Anywhere from 3,000 to 3,500 people. And you can see, I saw pictures of it. It's a giant crowd. And they ran in downtown Salt Lake City, and they circled past the Capitol building that was like a mile away. Ooh. So if you were running, you had to be a pretty decent runner, too. I think that made some people blush. A few people were blushing over that. So did they make their point, and will it amount to anything? Probably not. They made their point, but it's all about who's being elected. So if the people who are being elected are passing laws that the people that are younger and hipper and cooler in Salt Lake don't like, good luck with that. Then you have to go out and vote, and you got to find somebody who represents, right? That's what we're all looking for. We all want representation, don't we? We're just not getting the right kind of representation, whether it's in Salt Lake City or the worst, on the federal level. And you know it's bad because every single poll, and you know, I'm a poll princess, I get it. And you can manipulate polls lots of different ways. But when you keep seeing that the Gallup poll, for example, that just came out, showed that a record 81% of us are dissatisfied with the way the country is being governed. Really, you think? And this negativity has been building up for the past decade, and now it's just exploding. 81%. And they broke it down even further than that. 69% have no confidence in the legislative branch of government. That's an all-time high. 57% have no confidence in the government's ability to solve domestic problems. That's an all-time high. Americans believe on average that the government wastes 51 cents of every taxpayer dollar. Yikes. That's similar to like a year ago, but it's still up from what the averages have always been. And then here's the big one, and we all agree. It's a machine. That's why I always lobby for the third party. That 49% of us believe that the government has become so big and powerful that now we're worried about our rights and worried about our freedoms being trampled on because of the old adage, power corrupts, right? If we go back to 2003, less than a third thought that, less than a third. So that was 30%, 49% now. What does that say? We are definitely in a recession and a very, very, in a very depressed way, so many of us. Let's head out to Sam in Connecticut. Hey, Sam. Sam, do me a favor. Turn down your radio because you're echoing back on me.
Okay.
There we go. We got you. What's on your mind, okay, Sam?
Well, in reference of the candidates, who would I choose?
Yeah.
God, I mean, no one. Nobody impresses me.
Who would you like to see? How about, you know, the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, is talking about maybe running.
It's all the same. It's all the same. No one impresses me in the Republican, party. I mean, everybody's fighting against each other, and they're not talking about the issue that they really want to hear, you know?
Would you say stick with Obama then? We can't count on this. No.
No, I would say create a third party. You know.
Woohoo! You and I are playing on the same team in Connecticut. Yes, I think we need a third party, and the reason is because of what I just said. Look at what that Gallup poll showed. I mean, Sam, we are all feeling it. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, whatever you call yourself, it doesn't matter. I think everybody is frustrated.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's bad. It's very bad right now, you know, and, what they're talking about, you know, it doesn't make any sense at all, you know. We might as well put it, you know, I can't figure it out, you know.
I think you figured it out. It's like I said, power corrupts. It's gotten that way. People go to Washington, and even if they have these great ideals, they get squashed and they don't pursue them any longer. They drink from the cup of power, and they can't seem to shake themselves loose from it. And before you know it, it's all about getting reelected, and you're just on that yellow brick road, and that's all it is. Get to the pension, get reelected. I mean, I hate to be so cynical because I'm not really a cynical person, but how can you not be when you see what's happening out of Washington? Sam, good caller. Call me again. you know, it is what it is. He's right. What's the answer? And he said it too. The answer is a big change, not a little change, a radical change. And a radical change would be to really infuse new political capital into Washington. And that new political capital would be another party, another choice. I think I've told this story before, but so pardon me if I have. You know, I hate those dead horses that run around and around in the studio. But in Sweden, you know what they have in Sweden? You can have a no vote, a blank vote. So when you vote, here's your two choices, right? And you don't like any of them, it's a no vote, it's a blank vote. And then they have to go back again. So you have to go back, okay, here's how much time we have for this process, here's some other people. And, you know, others would say, oh, well, that'd be ridiculous, and we can't do that in America, because how much do those elections cost, and think of the counting and all of that. Well, we spend money on ridiculous things to figure out why rats get pregnant and all kinds of other nonsense. If you look at the stuff that's pumped out by the Citizens Against Government Waste, every year they do their thick book that has shocking things in it that you're paying for about all kinds of bugs and critters and why they do certain things and the pattern of butterflies. And I'm not exaggerating, and that's the sad part. And all of you already know that because these stories come out and we've all seen them. If you haven't seen the book, then you know some of the craziness that's being – but you do know some of the craziness that's being spent on under what would be called R&D, research and development. And to that I say, well, we're not Merck or we're not some big giant drug company with just tons of money to throw at these crazy things. When there's some serious problems in America where money could be earmarked, oh, I hate that word, for things that really matter to Americans, for things that we have to be concerned about. So don't tell me that we can't afford to have a third party. We can afford to have a completely new infusion of youth, of new politics, something, new ways to get people in there that are trying to wage war on the same old. The only way you affect change is to do that. That's the only way that happens in history. You look at how we started as a nation in the first place. If it was the same old, then it would have been, oh, go to a parliament, go to King George and try to get him to reason with us, the colonists. No, it was something drastic. We got to pull a maneuver on them and we got to shake free. We got to get these red coats, yeah. We got to shoot them. We got to start a war. We got to come up with our own form of government. I mean, I know it was light years ago, but we got to hunker down and figure out other ways to make this country, restore this country to the great nation that it rightfully is. 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on America Tonight.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight, a little sports shorts for you. Did anybody win our Nail the Score of the Week, which was the Patriots and the Bills? Plus, so don't forget about that, too. We do that on Friday mornings in our third hour. You can either send us an email when the game of the week is chosen during that hour, that where you pick a side and tell us what you think the final score is going to be, or call us, of course. And it's a whole lot of fun. We got a bunch of prizes and some other surprises coming up this week. So Friday morning in the third hour. There were a lot of surprises in the NFL. Like I said, we're going to do that next segment, including the Cowboys. It took a kicker with 6 field goals for Dallas to, let's say, have the success they were looking for. But we'll get to that next. Speaking of success, we have had some success in our solicitation of our straw poll. We can tell that so many of you are fed up, and certainly there, as you just heard from our friend in Connecticut, he says, I don't like any of them. Sam in Connecticut says, let's go for the third party, which, of course, has always been my rallying cry. But if you have no choice and no alternative, and you do happen to like somebody that's running on the Republican side, who is it that you would choose at this point? Could it be true that Herman Cain's stock is rising after what happened in Florida in the unscientific straw poll of a small sampling that they held in Orlando? But that's how all the straw polls are. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Lovely.
What's on your mind?
No, I'm not I'm not going to talk about that subject. That we'll talk about. Okay. And that other subject I'll be going to sleep over. You spoke to our favorite rabbinical person today.
Oh, what did he have to say? Now, actually, this is really good stuff. For people who don't know, Sam, one of our favorite callers from over the border, has a nephew who's a rabbi in Israel. And, boy, I'd love to pick his brain on what's happening there now with what's going to happen with this Palestinian statehood, all the lobbying over that, and what are the true feelings of the people in Israel.
Okay. You've got the left-wingers who are saying, yeah, let them have statehood, you know, let them have statehood, but one slight problem. What about peace? That's because Steve was having out on a cafe in Jerusalem. He was going over. He was polishing up his speech that he has to make for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. He's been asked to give a sermon at a synagogue near there, but we're not talking about that. So he bumps into a friend of his. They almost came to blows over it.
Really?
Yeah, because his friend's left-wing, and he's basically saying, hey, peace will, give him the statehood, then we'll talk peace. So then Steve went, whoa, let's talk peace first, because then you're going to have a bunch of, let's say the UN does, for argument's sake, give him, here, statehood. Okay, Define the boundaries. Next thing you know, you're going to have Israeli tanks and the Israeli army going through saying, hey, whoa, excuse me, this is still our land, where we haven't negotiated it, and you're going to have Palestinians are saying, no, East Jerusalem is our capital. So, they almost came to blows over that. And he knows my stand. And for you people who don't know, you want me to tell him my stand on peace?
It'll never happen.
Okay. Give them the Gaza Strip, which they've already done, some of the West Bank, but if I tick off some of your listeners, I'm sorry, but Jerusalem and Golan Heights are non-negotiable. That's my stand on peace.
Well, I think Israel's going to stick with that. I think the Israeli president, Benjamin Netanyahu, is saying it's indefensible.
Right.
He talked about those pre-67 borders and said, forget it. And, Sam, what's interesting is I know you also have friends in New York, and
right,
there's been a major drop in Jewish support for Obama, and that's going to hurt him in 2012 if that holds up, because he's already worried about other minority groups, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Jewish community, Obama had a lot of support. They did a poll, and they showed that 60% of the Jewish community say they disapprove of the way the president has handled the economy, as opposed to 37%. That's a big drop for him.
Oh, big time. And you also mentioned a third party in your government.
Yeah.
We've been having multiple parties here in Canada for years. And it's, that's the advantage of living in Canada. I mean, at one point we did have four parties in the last election, but a certain party called the Bloc Québécois literally just got wiped off the map. But we have three parties in our House of Commons, and it makes politics, especially, I don't know if you've ever had a chance to see question period in the House of Commons in Ottawa, it makes it sometimes very interesting,
I bet it makes it interesting.
And
I would have to agree with you. That's what we need. We need things to be interesting, not nasty.
Especially that the Speaker of the House of Commons, at one point many years ago, it was a gentleman named Bob Kilger. He was a retired NHL linesman. I know, I hate to bring the hockey thing into it, but he said, someone asked him once, what's more difficult, breaking up a fight or trying to control question period? He said, breaking up a fight was easier because the guys are just going to swing themselves after a minute. Question period, they'll be going for who knows how long because, people calling each other names and, you have to stick, a certain amount of decorum and all that. So, sometimes Canadian politics can be fun, too. So
absolutely. But it seems as though the people like yourself are not so disappointed in the politicians overall. Or you just don't vote for them because you have more choices. So Sam's right. At least there they have more choices. Thanks, Sam. And that's the name of the game. I think we need more options. Absolutely. We've got an option here to punt and find out what many of you had to say through the miracle of the Internet And without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. First one comes to us from Jack in Austin. Jack says, okay, these people are crazy. The nonsense with the Supreme Court, the push to review the individual mandate before the president has to ask for votes. Is this a stroke of brilliance or is this a blunder? Ultimately, we know the makeup of the court, so it probably goes 5-4. Then the administration could twist it into their favor and say that certainly the way we look at things, they're trying to deny health care in this country. There's been such a push for that to individuals. And, you know, what the individual mandate is all about. If you decide you want to opt out and not get insurance, then you will have to pay a penalty that the IRS will force upon you when they uncover the fact that you have no health care. But the problem is the rising cost of health care, meaning to the individual policyholder. Because anybody who gets health care, what's the one thing they're concerned about? If they have a family, maybe they only have one person who's working, maybe only one is on a health plan. How much of your money is going toward health care? How much goes to it monthly? Can you afford it? And now people are already complaining about that. Imagine when this kicks in the next couple of years. And then the answers are always, well, what about the co-op thing? But that's not up and going. And there's been problems with that. So I think the real answer is it has to be about insurance reform. And I don't understand, you know, why that hasn't happened. All right, let's go to this one. This is from Jilly, who says, hello, America Tonight. I know a lot of people are talking about Christie, the governor of New Jersey, that he should run for president of the United States. But I think it'd be a bad idea. People have to really take a look under the hood to see what they're getting with Chris Christie. Trust me, there are some things that he shoved under the rug. He is dirty can be, including the nonsense with getting into a helicopter to go and see his son's game. And then once he was caught, realizing that it was taxpayer dollars that were flying him up and down New Jersey to do this, he decided he would write a personal check for it. Okay, I remember that whole thing. But I think you're referring to some other things that have happened in Jersey. But actually, Chris Christie, for some people, they would dismiss some of that, and they like him. All right, here's another one. This comes to us from Olivia. Olivia says, I've only started listening to your show, but I'm enjoying it. I like a lot of the various things that you end up talking about. I'm curious what your take was on the hikers who were finally freed and hit American soil over the weekend. I happened to listen to a couple of those guys that after 2 years were released by Iran. Well, my take is twofold. One, give me a break. They were in Iraq, and they weren't sure if they crossed over the border. I'm sure they didn't know if they crossed over the border, but the bottom line is, why are you hiking in Iraq? I'm sorry. I'm hiking in Iraq. I don't know. Ask all those State Department people or the soldiers who are still over in Iraq. Are you taking one of those long hikes out? And I know there's some beautiful areas out there in the Kurdish regions, but really? I could give them about 50 other places where they could go, and they would probably be just fine. So that was stupid on their part. They come back, and now they're saying, oh, the only reason that happened is because we're Americans. Well, no kidding, Sherlock. It didn't take a scientist to figure that out, obviously. That's why they were picked up by the regime. Ahmadinejad loved, I think, having them sort of as pawns to dangle, even though he didn't really use it to the full extent. So my thoughts are they were idiots to get in that situation. They're lucky that they're out of there. 2 years is a long time. Imagine if they had to serve 8 years, which was what they were convicted of from an Iranian court on spying. NFL wrap-up next.
What do Muslims really think about the world today? And is what you think about Muslims really true? Find out on The Optimistic Muslim on WebTalkRadio.net. Listen to David Liebert, prominent North American Muslim leader, as he talks to people from every religious persuasion, finding inspiration, controversy, hope, pain, and some surprising answers to the problems we all face and share. That's The Optimistic Muslim on WebTalkRadio.net today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Far sideline. He's got Torrey Smith, and he's down the sideline. Hits the accelerator, and he's gone. Touchdown, Torrey Smith, 74 yards on the rookie's first NFL reception.
Way to put an exclamation point on a pass. Wow.
A-Rod alone in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Throws by Stout. Finley. Touchdown. 10-yard touchdown pass. Aaron Rodgers to JerMichael Finley. 26-10.
Michael Bush, the deep back in the offset eye right. Campbell with a toss to Bush. It's a reverse. Flips it to Moore. He runs left at the 30-yard line. Cuts it back up the middle. Gets to the 20. He's loose. 15, 10, 5. Reaches for the goal line. He did. Touchdown Raiders. Denarius Moore on the reverse. Leaps into the fans of the black hole as the Raiders take the lead back.
Handoff. Matthews kicks to the right side. Trying to turn the corner. Walk over. Tipico. Yeah. Right to the pylon. He's in. Touchdown, San Diego.
Manning. He's going to throw. He's back. He dumps it over to Bradshaw at the 15, at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Bradshaw game. That's it. That's it. He threw and the Eagles defense was totally vulnerable.
Here's McCoy. Back to pass. Pump fake. Going right corner of the end zone. Massaquan caught it. Touchdown.
He got them both in.
Mohamed Massaquan with 43 seconds left.
First and 10 from the 13. Mark Ingram gets the call. Mark Ingram on his feet. Mark Ingram inside the 5. Mark Ingram scores.
Well, he actually thinks he wants to throw it. He's hit. He's dropped it to 19. Ball in the air. It's Troy Polamalu. After the hit by Harrison, he pulls it in. And we've got a Steelers touchdown. The Steelers break open a tie game with a huge defensive play. What a play by Troy Polamalu.
Field goal try by Bailey from 40. The kick's away. The kick is right down the middle. The kick is good. And with a minute 47, the Cowboys lead 18-16. Grossman in the gun. Low snap picks it up. Where's Cummins? Flushed it out. Being chased from behind. Fumble the football. Fumble the ball. Cowboys got it. At at the 40. Spencer ran him down from behind and made the big defensive play. And Rex Grossman then fumbled the football.
Sorry for you Redskins fans. And that's where we start here with our NFL re-rack on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Great job. Our pal Matt there, Matt Johnson, on the highlight reel, and him with a lot of lowlights from over the week. What a crazy, crazy third week in the NFL. And you heard there, the Cowboys win. I don't know how they did it, beating the Redskins 18-16. But the Redskins had opportunities. They couldn't do it either. They couldn't capitalize, although they did score a touchdown. And it was all about the field goals for the Cowboys. They practically handed it to the Redskins, but they couldn't pull away with it. They would have started off 3-0 for the season, but they dropped it. And it was kind of, it was that kind of week all the way through in the NFL. And some strange things happened, including the Philadelphia Eagles, who managed to come back in the game against the Giants, but also handed it over to the Giants with some stupid plays and maneuvers. And Michael Vick getting injured. Originally, it was reported that he had broken his hand, and now it is it's not a broken right hand. It's actually the X-ray was misread. Doesn't that figure? Oh, that's the city of brotherly love for you. They can't read an X-ray. So Vick left the game against New York thinking it was a broken hand. But what actually it was a swollen blood vessel that was sitting on top of the hand bone, and it made it look as if Vic suffered the fracture. So there is no explanation for this crazy report that came out in the morning that Vic was missing 3 to possibly 4 weeks with a broken hand. So it caused all kinds of nonsense and craziness for Vic. Vic got upset at a call in the game and lost his temper, and he was sulking on the sidelines, and then, of course, concerned about his hand. Andy Reid said the reason for the loss against the Giants was really his fault. It's more of the upside-down nonsense from Philly, but take a listen.
As far as the management of the game, I've got to take care of that. Obviously, I thought the 4th-and-1 changed the momentum of the game in the opposite direction, and that's clearly my responsibility. And so, I take full responsibility for the outcome of that game.
Thank you, Andy Reid, taking full responsibility. But it doesn't matter. A loss is a loss is a loss, and that was a tough one for Philly, who now. What happens next for them when they take on San Francisco the following week? And you heard from the highlights, you know, New England had a 20-point edge on Buffalo, and Buffalo ended up winning. That's 3 straight for them in the win column, 34-31. I thought that game was interesting. Another game that was interesting is New Orleans barely pulled it out in the end over Houston, or they would have started off 3-0 as well. They finished that game 40-33, the Saints winning it. Detroit over Minnesota. Minnesota had this thing. They had a 20-something lead, right? They score 6 points in the first quarter, and then they end up putting more points on the board, 14 in the second quarter. And then Detroit roars back, and they end up losing 26-23. Give me a break. So craziness abounds in trying to figure out this NFL. Matt, don't you think it was a strange week in the NFL?
It's been a strange year so far.
Yes.
Just lots of, I don't know, crazy games. And then after we both ripped Tony Romo after whatever game was that, week 1?
Yeah, it was week 1.
Now he's had 2 comeback wins out of nowhere after he said he couldn't finish out a game. So I don't know what that's all about. All of a sudden he's just, you know, Captain Cool in the fourth quarter. And he's getting the ball snapped to him. He doesn't even know what's coming. And still is able to get throws off. I don't even know what's going on with Tony Romo. But for all the Cowboy fans out there, if you know a center, give Jerry Jones his phone number. Because I think he'll be looking for one.
Yeah, they shouldn't have got rid of Andre Girard. I know about the whole money thing and everything else. They said they're trying to set an example. But I'll tell you what, they're definitely having struggles just even getting the ball to Tony Romo. It's interesting, too. I want to say something. I got a note from John Downtown a couple of weeks ago who sent an email to me that said, unbiased football reporting, and he wrote, is it possible? No, John. I am passionate about this game. If you read my book, Level the Playing Field, you'll find that out. As I talk about the NFL, you cannot be a fan of the NFL and not have feelings about teams, and especially when you do a talk show, because I'm not reporting on it. It's a talk show. It's about opinions. And my opinion is we all stink at Nail the Score. Nobody got close. Some people picked the Bills to win, including Rick in Illinois, who said 21-13. I think we have him on the line, but that wasn't the final score. Hey, Rick.
Oh, I didn't win.
You didn't win, but you did pick the right team.
Yeah. You didn't pick them, though, did you?
I picked the Patriots to win it, and look what happened.
Yeah, I told you the Bills will win. They're a team you ought to watch out for. I mean,
they are. They are a good team.
But Vic, if he keeps complaining about the referee and trying to protect him, he's got to remember, when he takes off running, he's a running back. He's not a quarterback.
That's the problem. He can't. Yes, he can't do that. Yeah.
No, I mean, if he takes out running, he's fair game. He's open to anybody.
That's right.
And he can't expect the referees to protect him when he's out running around like that. So.
That's right.
So he better watch what he says.
I agree. Yeah.
They'll just look the other way one of these days and let him clobber him at the end of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a nightmare. Like I said, it's upside down, crazy nightmare in Philly.
Yeah. But, anyway, just like you said, the Bills, you got to watch out for the Bills. I'm not too sure about that. I think it's Jaguars or the Panthers.
Well, actually, Carolina pulled it out because, you know, we liked that kid, Cam Newton. It was pouring. It was like a monsoon. But they won 16-10, and that was a crazy game in Charlotte.
Yeah, I think he's going to be something to watch, too.
Oh, I do. He was the Heisman winner. The week before they lost, he threw for over 400 yards. This time, of course, with the rain, he didn't even hit 200, but they won, so he got his first win. Carolina, I think with Cam Newton there as the signal caller, is going to be a team to watch in the future anyway. Ah, well. Don't forget, Nail the Score Friday morning in our third hour. Nobody won this time around.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.